Watch, woman caught on camera firebombing neighbor's house. By Amy Furr on July 1, 2019. An Oklahoma woman was caught on camera shooting a gun at a neighbor's house and then firebombing it. Annie Durham was filmed by her own security cameras at her home in Del City on June 10 as she shot a gun through the fence, then proceeded to throw a burning towel in the same direction. Reports state that firefighters were called to the scene, where they extinguished the blaze. She cut herself on camera setting the fire, Del City Fire Department Chief Brandon Purcell told reporters. It's not a Molotov cocktail, but it's a stick with a rag or towel wrapped around it. It had some lighter fluid poured on it, he said of the object. Investigators discovered the surveillance camera on Durham's property, whose footage led to her eventual arrest on June 17. Durham now faces charges for shooting a firearm into a dwelling and is also being charged for second-degree arson. The Del City Fire Department said in a statement on June 18 that there was an ongoing conflict between Durham and the owner of the vacant house, adding, regardless of the extent of a conflict, arson is never a solution to resolve a conflict. The senseless actions of this person place the lives of innocent neighbors and responding firefighters at a serious risk. The fire department recounted the events and stated, after an initial knockdown was accomplished from the outside, crews worked to advance into the structure to search for any possible victims and extinguish remaining fire. Oklahoma's News 4 spoke with Durham on the day of the incident after the fire was extinguished. All I know is I was in the house, and I saw smoke, but I was like, okay, maybe everything is okay. They will put it out or whatever, she told reporters. Durham also said she believes there were drug addicts living inside the house. This is the only drug house I know that has ever been, she said. Purcell said the initial event placed firefighters at great harm, adding, we understand the neighborhood dispute, but you definitely don't resort to fire as a means of conflict resolution.